Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week, Aquaman comes out. It's long-awaited. And a lot of pressure on it, you know, coming off of the Snyderverse and everything that's been going on with that. And it should be interesting. There's a lot of hype. Early buzz on it's good, but we will see. I'm going to see it this weekend, so excited. Friday's show will be my review. So we're talking Aquaman all week. Aquaman, Wednesday we'll look at, you know, his full history and everything. He's been around for a long time, to say the least, and to varying degrees of success. Sometimes he's a punchline, sometimes they try to make him awesome. Yeah, it's interesting, and video games is no exception. He's popped up in a whole lot of video games over the years, and much like Aquaman, some good, some bad. So we're going to look at his gaming history in not really chronological order. We're just going to talk about stuff. You know, it goes back to the Justice League Heroes. Actually, even before that, he was on that Justice League game on Sega Genesis that I always talk about that is awesome, the Justice League Task Force. And that game is wonderful, and I've talked about it in great length. If you've never played it, it's Street Fighter, kind of, and more like World Heroes, but with DC characters. So it was, I don't want to say precursor to Injustice, because it came a long way, but he was in that. And then he had his own game, actually, that came out in 2003. Called Aquaman Battle for Atlantis, and this game is not good. You remember the Superman game on N64? Well, they said, hey, let's take that and take out the flying and put in swimming and make it to where you can summon dolphins to spear people, and boom, Battle for Atlantis was born. This game came out originally on GameCube and Xbox. Due to poor reception, though, it didn't get the PS2 port that was planned. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what you do. You swim around and save mermaid-style characters, which there's not really mermaids in Atlantis. I mean, there's some people with different skin color and stuff, but none of them have tails or anything. So, I don't know. And it did this weird thing where it's all sorts of weird stuff. Like, the villains were different classes, but it didn't really matter. And it's, yeah, a very, very strange game. But, yeah, so Justice League Heroes. That game came out on Xbox and PlayStation 2 in 2006, and also on PSP, for what that's worth. And it was a Justice League game from Snowblind that was pretty neat. You had a lot of big name characters in it. Like, from the get-go, you had Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, Manhunter, Superman, Wonder Woman, Zatanna, and you can unlock the Green Lantern was Jon Stewart out the gate. You can unlock Aquaman, Canary, Green Arrow, Hal Jordan, Kyle Rayner, Hot Girl, Huntress, and Supergirl. And there were all sorts of villains in it, and you would, each level you'd pick two Justice League members, and you would just go through and fight a bunch of people. And, you know, it was kind of a beat 'em up, but it was a lot of fun. For what it was, you know, there hadn't really been, aside from Task Force, a great Justice League game up until that point. Then you had Mortal Kombat versus DC, which you only see him in flashbacks, like he was killed when the Earth's two Earths merged together, so he didn't get to show up in that. He was in Batman the Brave and Bold video game as an extra character. Shows up in DC Universe Online. And there's a whole thing about Cersei mind-controlling Aquaman, which happened in the comics, too. I think it was Cersei. And he has to fight Martian Manhunter because Martian Manhunter and Aquaman have to have stories and have to have stuff to do because they're Justice Leaguers, too. So he was in there. In the big multiplayer game Infinite Crisis, he shows up, and in DC Unchained, he's in all those. And of course, he's in Lego Batman 2 and 3 as a character. Lego Dimensions, he shows up. And in the latest Lego, the DC Supervillains, he shows up as well. And even Sea King, who is the Earth 2, the bad version, the Crime Syndicate version, is in there. So, you know, kind of get to see all different sides. And then, of course, he was in Injustice. When we played the first Injustice, we established really quickly that you can't be Aquaman because he's super cheap. And, yeah, you can just do the little trident stab move and beat people. But he was really fun because Jason Mewes, that was his character of choice. In the commercials, he used to always be like, Aquaman got mad sharks, yo. And so we, you know, when we weren't like playing for reals, we would be Aquaman because he was really cool. And he plays a really big role in the story, too, because you have Superman and Batman fighting for the surface world. And he's like, hey, stay out of Atlantis. And then in the second game, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, hey, Batman, you're on your own fighting Brainiac. We don't want to mess with any of this. But finally gets convinced to help and bring down Brainiac because Brainiac captures Atlantis. And in the comics, in the Injustice comics, we found out that Superman, Wonder Woman, and I want to say Hal Jordan, like, lifted Atlantis out of the sea, the whole city, and stuck it in the middle of the desert, like, just to be jerks and to intimidate Aquaman. It was pretty intense, and it was crazy. But yeah, so in Injustice 2, though, he's there, and he ends up kind of doing what he wants. Like, he kills Grodd, but helps Superman and ends up siding with Superman and all this stuff. It's really neat to see how it played out because he really was just looking out for himself and his people. You know, he didn't care about the surface world conflict. And so seeing that character development, probably more so than 90% of the characters in Injustice, you know. I mean, Batman and Superman have their big stories. And you had Grodd have a little bit of story in the second one. But Aquaman, I would say is the third biggest story in the Injustice universe, and it's really neat. So, you know, you see there's not a whole lot of Aquaman, like I said, just really one time by himself, but he shows up with the other characters a lot, and so that's pretty neat. Will we ever get another Aquaman game? I doubt it, you know, and maybe if we get a Justice League game from Rocksteady or something, like they keep maybe kind of sort of teasing, we'll see something with him, but you know, Aquaman's a hard character to pull off. Even though he does have this vast universe and some cool storylines you could adapt and lots of great villains, as hopefully we're going to see in the upcoming film, it just doesn't quite work. Nobody can translate it. Of course, you know, we said that about Batman, and then we got Arkham Asylum and the rest is history. Let us know, would you play an Aquaman game? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us even, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Go straight to my phone, so I usually get back to everybody pretty quickly, and it's a lot of fun. Subscribe to the channel. That way you get blah, blah comics, blah, blah curse words, family sounds, and all other great stuff we have, you know, coming your way, all the surprises and stuff. But Yeah, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Born on the wrong side of the ocean, with all the tides against you. You never thought.